Title: Snare Flam Timing from Scratch Using Session View, Advanced Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. All right, let's build a snare flam system from zero in Ableton Live, but in a way that's actually useful in drum and bass, controllable, tempo locked, and easy to audition in session view like performance variations. First, a quick definition so we're aiming at the right thing. In DNB, a snare flam is that fast double hit snap where a quieter grace note happens just before the main backbeat. And the reason producers obsess over it is simple. Tiny offsets, like 5 to 25 milliseconds, can completely change the weight of your groove. Same pattern, totally different attitude. Today you're going to end up with three things. 1. A drum rock snare stack with a main snare and a flam layer. 2. Macros and routing logic so the flam and main behave differently without you changing your MIDI note. And 3. A set of session view clips you can launch as tight, loose, and heavy flam feels, plus a workflow to resample it so it hits consistently in a dense mix. Let's set the room up. Set your tempo to somewhere in the DNB pocket, 172 to 176 BPM. Now go to session view and create a MIDI track named Drums. Drop a drum rack on it. Build a super basic skeleton to test against. Kick on beat 1. Snare on 2 and 4. If you want, add an extra kick on the end area, like 1.3 depending on how you count and where your swing sits. But keep hats muted for now. Hats are the number one way to trick your ears when you're trying to judge micro timing. We want to hear the relationship between the two snare hits clearly. Now we build the snare stack. Pick a pad. D1 is a classic choice. Load your main snare sample onto that pad. This is your body, your authority. Then we're going to layer it, but in a controlled way. Open the chain list for the drum rack. If you don't see chains, make sure you're in the drum rack view where you can expand the pad's chain area. Create a second chain so the same pad has two layers. Name the first chain snare main and the second chain snare flam. For the flam layer, choose something that adds articulation, not another full snare body. Think rim click, wood click, a high pass top snare, or even a little break snare fragment if you want jungle flavor. The flam's job is the spark. The main's job is the thump and crack. Now shape the flam layer so it supports and doesn't muddy. On snare flam, at EQ 8 first. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. In DNB, low end is sacred territory, and your flam does not need to live down there. If you want it to read, give it a small, narrow push somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz. That's the tick zone. Be careful with 8 to 10 kHz. That's where exciting becomes fizzy and painful fast. Next, add utility. Pull the gain down. Start anywhere from minus 6 to minus 18 dB. And here's a good mindset. If you can clearly hear the flam layer as a separate snare when the full drums are playing, it's probably too loud. You want to feel it more than hear it. You can also set width to 0% if you want the flam dead center and heavy. Then add saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive it gently, like 1 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on. That gives the flam a stable, audible edge without you needing to crank level. Optionally, add drum bus on the flam layer. Drive around 2 to 8 and transients up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, depending on how clicky you want it. Usually keep boom off on the flam layer. Boom is fun, but for flams it often just clouds the punch. On snare main, keep it cleaner. A tiny touch of drum bus or saturator is fine, but don't overdo it. If both layers get super crunchy and transient heavy, the snare starts sounding like it's made of broken glass. Now we make the flam timing inside session view, and we're going to do it in a way that's precise. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip in session view on the drums track. Double-click it to open the MIDI editor. Place your main snare notes on beats 2 and 4 on that same pad, D1. Now add the flam note for each backbeat. This is a second note slightly before the main snare. Here are target ranges that work really well around 174 BPM. For a tight modern roller or neuro feel, aim about 6 to 12 milliseconds early. For classic flam, about 12 to 20 milliseconds early. For loose jungle-ish flams, about 20 to 35 milliseconds early. And a teacher tip here. Don't just think milliseconds. Think samples. At 44.1K, 1 millisecond is roughly 44 samples. A lot of great DNB flams live in roughly the 200 to 900 sample range. That's why once you resample, you can get insanely repeatable results by nudging audio by samples. To place the flam note precisely in Ableton, turn the grid off, or set it to something very fine. Then nudge the flam note earlier using fine movement. You can do that by holding Alt or Option while dragging to ignore the grid, or use the keyboard nudges for tiny shifts. Keep zooming in until you can see what you're doing. Now the critical detail. Velocity hierarchy. Your flam note must be lower velocity than the main. Otherwise, it stops sounding like a flam and starts sounding like two snares, which is the fastest way to make it feel amateur. Set flam velocity somewhere around 25 to 70. Set main velocity around 85 to 120, depending on your snare and how hard your genre lane goes. So at this point, you have two notes, same pad, different velocities and different timing. But there's a problem. Right now, both notes trigger both layers. So your main snare is happening twice too, just at different times, and your flam layer is also happening twice. We want the early note to trigger only the flam chain, and the main note to trigger only the main chain, without changing MIDI notes. This is the key advanced trick, velocity-based chain zones. Go back to drum rack, open chain view and make sure you can see the velocity zones for each chain. Set snare flam to respond to low velocities, like 1 to 80. Set snare main to respond to high velocities, like 81 to 127. Now play the clip. Your early, low velocity note triggers only the flam chain. Your main, high velocity note triggers only the main snare. Same pad, simple MIDI, but pro behavior. This is one of those moves that makes your projects way easier to manage later, because you can edit timing and groove in MIDI without constantly rebalancing layers. Now let's build multiple flam feels as session view clips, because this is why session view is so good. You can audition pocket instantly. Duplicate your clip into three session slots. Clip A, tight roller flam. Set the flam about 8 to 12 milliseconds early. Flam velocity may be 40 to 60. Main velocity 100 to 120. This is the clean but aggressive one. Clip B, jungle looser flam. Set flam about 20 to 30 milliseconds early. Let the flam velocity vary a little, like 35 to 75, because jungle loves that played feeling. And now you can introduce groove. Open the groove pool, grab something like MPC 16 swing around 57 to 63, and apply it lightly. Keep timing amount subtle, like 10 to 30%. Velocity amount very small, 0 to 10%. The big trick here is to keep the main snare closer to the grid and let the flam note carry more of the swing feel. That's how you get a rolling pocket without making the drop feel like it's falling over. Clip C, heavy stomp, halftime vibe. Keep flam timing around 12 to 20 milliseconds early, but darken the flam tone. Less 6 to 10k, more 2 to 4k bite. And here's a nasty, effective move. Micro drag the main snare slightly late, like 1 to 3 milliseconds. So the flam is early, but the main is just barely behind. That push-pull can feel enormous in darker DNB. While you're auditioning these, a reality check. Clip launch quantization can lie to you. If you're launching clips and judging tiny timing differences, global quantization might be making you miss the exact moment you think you're listening for. When it's time to decide, loop the clip and stop launching. Just listen. Now, let's do some coach-level tuning so the flam reads correctly in a full mix. A flam can share the same timing offset and still feel totally different based on envelope and frequency focus. If your flam reads like a weak double hit, don't fix it by turning it up. Instead, shorten its sustain and narrow its presence. A little focused upper mid tick almost always translates better than more volume. Also, use a translation loop while you tune. Audition the flam in three contexts. First, just kick plus sub, then add hats, then add your break layer if you're using one. Because a flam that feels perfect solo can disappear once hats take over the 6 to 12 kHz region. Save a scene that toggles those layers so you can slash B quickly without losing your perspective. And here's another advanced idea you can steal immediately. Micro timing doesn't have to be constant. Reedel drummers don't play identical grace note spacing every time. You can mimic that by making the flam a little earlier on louder backbeats, and a little tighter on softer ones. You don't need fancy devices. You can just do it manually on a few hits across 4 or 8 bars. Tiny variations go a long way in DNB. Now we commit it like a DNB producer. Once your flam feels right, print it. This is where you turn a layered, micro-timed system into a single consolidated transient that's easy to mix and doesn't phase weirdly against breaks and hats. Create a new audio track named Snare Print. Set its input to resampling, or route it from the drums track. Arm it, record a few bars while your best flam clip is looping. Then find a clean flam hit in the recorded auto, consolidate it, trim it so the transient starts exactly where you want, and drop that printed snare back into a new drum rack pad. Now your flam is one coherent hit. It'll compress better, limit better, and behave consistently when your mix gets dense. Quick pro check after printing. If the printed snare feels like it moves around over 16 bars, it's usually a start point trimming issue. Trim the sample start so the transient lands exactly on the grid the way you expect. This is where thinking in samples helps. You can nudge by tiny increments until it locks. Now, bus processing to keep it punchy. On the drum rack output, or your drum bus, add glue compressor. Use an attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds so some transient gets through. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not punishment. Then a saturator with 1 to 3 dB drive and soft clip-on. And if needed, a limiter just catching peaks. Flams can create sharp spikes, and if you don't control them, they can make your master bus react in a way that shrinks the whole track. Before we finish, let's avoid the classic mistakes. If the flam is too loud, it sounds like a double snare and kills impact. If the timing gap is too wide, like over 35 or 40 ms around 174, it becomes an obvious pre-hit and starts stepping on the groove. If you don't manage frequency, the flam adds harshness or mud instead of articulation. If your layers phase, you can lose punch. A fast way to check is put utility on the flam chain and invert phase left and right. If the snare gets bigger when inverted, you've got cancellation happening. Fix it by choosing a more top-only flam source, micro-shifting sample start in simpler, or shortening one tail so they don't overlap as much. And if you want a super consistent flam click that never phases, you can synthesize it. Put operator on the flam chain, use the noise oscillator, make a very short amp envelope, bandpass around 4 to 7K with auto filter, then saturate. That gives you a stable tick that cuts through dense mixes without fighting the main snare body. Let's wrap with a practical mini exercise you can actually finish quickly. Make 3 1-bar session clips with the same kick and snare pattern. Clip 1. Flam 10 ms early. Clip 2. Flam 18 ms early. Clip 3. Flam 28 ms early. Keep velocities consistent. Flam at 50. Main at 110. Then change only one parameter per clip. This audio version is shortened for playback.